With me is Grady Bishop, who is with Elanco Animal Health. And Grady, what's your title with Elanco?
I'm a global marketing associate with our cattle business unit.
And we're here in Ames, Iowa, and we've been doing a sensory evaluation briefing here. And I guess to start us off, you kind of went through why we're here, what the purpose was here. So why don't you tell us just a little bit about what you were trying to accomplish here with the editors from farm publications that you've had here?
Well, I think one of the things as we look at the way that our industry has changed over the last several years is we've seen both an increase in the availability of technology, especially within the cattle feeding business, but within the beef industry as a whole. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we've seen an increased focus on consumer satisfaction. We've seen, as a result, our beef demand has rebounded and began to increase. We see things around quality and sensory in the media all the time. And so I think the overall intent was to be able to provide access to some resources here using Iowa State University and some of the speakers from Colorado State, from University of Illinois, to be able to help bring some perspective, I guess, and share some information around what exactly is sensory and quality, and how do we go about evaluating that.
Now, of course, beef quality is a huge issue for the beef industry, but Elanco Animal Health, you produce animal health products. So why is this an issue for your company?
Well, I think Elanco views itself as a participant in the food chain first and foremost. We understand that that things that we provide to producers that they can use to raise safe and healthy food does have an impact on the overall awareness and acceptability of the food with consumers. So we need to understand that. We need to recognize our role in that picture. And so we have been very conscious of bringing that to the forefront of people's awareness and within our own company, making sure that as we do bring products to the market, that we go through a significant process to evaluate what impact does that have ultimately on the final product. More so than in the past, those types of products can have an effect on the final end product that we as a beef industry are producing. And so I think it's in that context that we find it's valuable and important that we do the analysis, the evaluation of the impacts of those, so that we can share that with the people within the food chain that we interact with, packers, certainly feeders, and everybody more concerned with that overall impact on consumers. So I think any time that we have an opportunity to look at a product or technology that may have some impact on the downstream final product that we're producing, we need to understand what that is and then be willing to share that with people that are stakeholders within the industry.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Grady.